Lasseter's shorts were really breathtaking, both in storytelling and in the use of technology, recalled Katzenberg. I tried so hard to get him to Disney, but he was loyal to Steve and Pixar. So if you can't beat him, join him. We decided to look for ways we could join up with Pixar and have them make a film about toys for us. By this point, Jobs had poured close to $50 million of his own money into Pixar, more than half of what he had pocketed when he cashed out of Apple, and he was still losing money at Next. He was hard-nosed about it. He forced all Pixar employees to give up their options as part of his agreement to add another round of personal funding in 1991. But he was also a romantic in his love for what artistry and technology could do together. His belief that ordinary consumers would love to do 3D modeling on Pixar software turned out to be wrong, but that was soon replaced by an instinct that turned out to be right, that combining great art and digital technology would transform animated films more than anything since 1937, when Walt Disney had given life to Snow White. Looking back, Jobs said that had he known more, he would have focused on animation sooner and not worried about pushing the company's hardware or software applications. On the other hand, had he known the hardware and software would never be profitable, he would not have taken over Pixar. Life kind of snookered me into doing that, and perhaps it was for the better.